For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
We have between your legs.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
What's between your legs?
Head between your legs.
Head.
Head.
Oh, head between your legs. What does that mean? Oh, wrestling, headlock.
Yeah.
It's a leg lock. It's called a leg lock.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the March 6th, the windy 70-degree March 6th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Missouri Coin Company. I have a very special surprise for the Missouri Coin Company. I went and wrote, I turned that little simple one-line jingle into an actual song. I wrote the whole thing during the last commercial break. Yeah, I think you're going to really enjoy it, and I think they're going to want to pay big money for it. Missouri Coin Company, our sponsor. But first,
hey!
A round of introductions. The control board is operated. It's not a drone. It's not, you know, operated by remote control.
No.
There's somebody actually sitting at the controls.
Yeah, it's pretty intensive, too.
It's very intensive, and not just anybody can do it.
No.
Okay, it's like 30,000 people.
That right.
Can,
well,
not, that's not that
in
many.
In the whole country, maybe.
In the whole country, that's not that many. Eon, the peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to change jobs and have $25,000 or more saved, we would like you to call Mark and Jason, and they can advise you on what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
You heard the Wood Report earlier, and you think, wow, I've heard other gossip-type segments, but I've never heard anything quite like that. That was wonderful. You know why? It's because of the lady who delivered it. Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great, and don't forget about the birthday.
No, I've got it right here.
Thank hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
And Rat Boy he's given himself a new, he's sort of the self-proclaimed king of what?
Cheese.
King of cheese.
Oh.
That's what he wants to be known as. Rat Boy, the king of cheese. You know, like the king of taste is Lion's Choice. I shouldn't actually give them a plug because I gave them a big plug one day and a whole lot of publicity, and they didn't go on the air with it. So, king of cheese, you got it, Rat Boy. We'll see how that goes. How about Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about all of my talents because it just sounds self-serving and like I'm bragging, but I can write songs. I never talk about it, but during the last break, I wrote an entire song for the Missouri Coin Company. Wow. Now, you all know the jingle. Play them that. Do you have that handy? Can you just isolate that somehow? If it takes more than 10 seconds, we don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have
the Missouri. Let's sing it together.
The Missouri Coin Company.
I had to think about that. And Dan, I'm gonna call on you to do something, and I know I'm putting you on the spot here. I'm gonna sing. I've turned it into an actual little song, and then I'm gonna ask you to. I'll sing it a second time, and you accompany me. And I know we've never rehearsed it. You've never even heard it.
No,
and this may be the first time you're unable to play something to perfection, and that's okay.
No, I think
everybody would understand. I'll do it a cappella first. The Missouri Coin Company, the Missouri Coin Company, bring it in, let us see. The Missouri Coin Company, bring your silver, bring your gold. Something you think is just old might be worth some dough, you see, at the Missouri Coin Company. Bring your coins, your jewelry, too, to the place where you'll get what you do. Coin, stamps, jewelry, currency, the Missouri Coin Company.
Wow. A lot longer than I thought.
Now, do you think you can play that?
Oh, sure.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we
ready?
Go. Give me a note. Okay, good, got it.
Okay,
one,
ready.
Two, one, two, three. The Missouri Coin Company, Missouri Coin Company, bring it in, let us see. The Missouri Coin Company. I've heard enough. That's perfect.
Wow.
I've heard enough. I didn't think you could do it.
He's a professional.
Wow. Why don't you go on YouTube or something and do that?
You know what? I should.
You go viral.
Someone the other night asked me about playing harmonica.
Why do you laugh?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't they ask you about it? It's one of the things you're known for.
I know. I'm going to have to bring it out and play one.
I don't know what's so funny about that. Missouri Coin Company, you know the jingle. What we want you to do is know the store, the place. We want you to know that this is a place you can go that has 30-plus years experience in giving people what they're due for the jewelry, the coins, the stamps, the currency, the gold, the silver that they bring in. Not there to take advantage of you, there to give you what it's worth. You can buy things there, you can sell things there. Gold, silver, gold. They travel to 40 different coin shows a year. 40 a year, that's a lot. And they've done that for over 15 years. The Boy Scouts of America, they have a coin collecting merit badge. You know who has counseled them on coin collecting for 15 years? The Missouri Coin Company. That's who. Dennis McCormick is the president. He started it all long, long ago and far, far away. Actually, not far away. It was here. He started by collecting coins. And then he decided to take it further and collect other things and find out what they were worth and then tell other people what they're worth and buy them at a price that was fair. Matt McCormick. You have Greg. You have Chad. You have a group of people there who know what they're doing. They're not going anywhere tomorrow. Some of these places are going to be gone once sort of the fad of it all is over and the sort of spiking and, gold's doing this, it's going up, and it could reach. Once that's kind of settled, these people are going to walk away. The Missouri Coin Company's not going anywhere. You have some new or used or even broken jewelry, necklaces. You have gold, silver, platinum, any of that jewelry, herringbone, earrings, class rings, wedding rings, bracelets, pins. You get the idea? Foreign currency, collectible stamps, the Missouri Coin Company. They're on Manchester Road. Go to their website to find out more. It is mocoin.com. That's mocoin.com. We have a special birthday today. It is Anna Hoffman's birthday. Anna Hoffman lives in Hawk Point, Missouri. That's about 11 miles west of Troy, Missouri. And she and her husband had a tavern back in the day, as they say, in Hawk Point for about 15 years until they retired in 1969.
Whoa.
She was born in Warren County in 1910.
Whoa.
She is 102 today.
Way to go, Anna. All right. Birthday.
She is the middle child of 11 children and the only surviving child. And Anna, I know you're listening, and your nephew Miles wanted us to make sure to wish you a happy birthday today. So happy 102nd birthday to Anna Hoffman. Wow. 102. I don't think I'm going to make that. Somebody mentioned Al Gore earlier. Where is he? We said something about this a month or two ago. It's like this guy just disappeared. He's in the witness protection program. What happened?
I'm right here, Frank.
Oh, there you go. There's Al
sitting
Gore
right there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, there's a. I tried to the Post Dispatch. Can I give you some advice if you're listening at the Post Dispatch? First of all, fewer and fewer people are even reading them. I still get the paper. You should be thrilled that some people still get it. But sometimes I go online, because later in the day, they'll update, and give you something that you won't really see in print till the next day. Please, please stop popping up these ads when I'm trying to read, you know, your paper online. And you have one now that's on there, and a cigarette comes up on the screen, and it's smoking, and it's kind of being put out and crushed, and the smoke is coming out, and it says something like, help clear the air, do your part, stop secondhand smoke at letsfaceitstl.com. What the heck does that mean? And how am I supposed to stop secondhand smoke except not smoking? And if that's what you're trying to say, then just say stop smoking. Just put a thing up in the corner that says stop smoking. Don't do this. You can help stop secondhand smoke. And there's a TV commercial running now. I don't know if you've seen it or not. This kind of thing, when it's so exaggerated, irritates me. It shows somebody smoking. And then the camera follows the smoke out the window and down the street into another window in a baby's crib.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Please.
It's probably an organization of those people trying to get that on the ballot, that smoking and...
Like the smoke doesn't really dissipate. It just moves down the street to another kid's house.
It's like the fog.
Goes in the window and strangles him at night or something. Look, I'm not saying smoking's good for anybody. I'm just saying, I think you're probably wasting your time anyway. For years and decades, we've tried to stop people from smoking, and nothing seems to really work. Rush Limbaugh. Here's what I'll say about Rush Limbaugh, and I'm not going to say I like him or don't like him. It's not about that. It's about... When people wonder why this guy makes so much money, I'm going to explain to you why. Because there is something that the Rushes and the Howard Sterns of the world do that the rest of us who are small-time little bitty radio people either aren't equipped to do, aren't smart enough to do, aren't willing to do, or don't want to do. And that is, Rush Limbaugh has, and this is in itself genius. That's not a commentary on his commentary or his take or his politics. What's ingenious is that he has two huge audiences. He has a giant audience of people who love him and love everything he says. And he has another giant audience of people who absolutely hate him. That's tough to do. It's tough to have an audience made up of two completely different sets of people that have opposing viewpoints. That's pretty remarkable when you can do that. When you can infuriate people to the point that they never miss a word you say. And you people know what I'm talking about. You know people that go, do you hear what Rush said yesterday? I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, see, I'll never understand that people
I don't either,
that listen to something that they hate
but
so
that's
much.
How,
I don't get it.
That's how... polarizing this guy is. That's how brilliant in a sense that he is. Howard Stern, same way. There are people that listen, now that he's even on satellite, to Howard Stern just to talk about how much they cannot stand Howard Stern.
And that's really stupid because you have to pay for that service. So you're paying to listen to somebody.
Well, and that was probably more the case when he was on
free radio.
Yeah, free radio. But that really, in a nutshell, is the success of a guy like Rush, is that he's so either he outrages people to the point that they tune in just because, can't wait to hear what he's going to say so I can hate him more. And it's paid off for him. Do I want half the people listening to hate me? No, I don't predict that. I don't want bodyguards. I don't want my life threatened all the time. I'd like to have the dough, but I don't know that, one, I'm willing to take what goes along with it. And quite frankly, I'm not smart enough to get to the level he got. He's not stupid. You may not like what he says, but he's well-read, and he's very articulate, and he's a pretty smart guy. There are a lot of smart people. You may not like their politics or what they stand for, but, you know, he's... And so I wouldn't even be able to make that choice. I think I'll do what he does. I'm not, you know, well-read enough or smart enough to do it. The 81-year-old woman is the winner of the $336 million Powerball prize. The take-home lump sum is $210 million. Can you even imagine?
Does she have a big family?
They don't really. I haven't read anything yet. At least I haven't seen anything about her name is Louise White. That's all I know. And she lives in Cranston, Rhode Island. And they don't say much about the family. Boy, I'll tell you what, if she does, they are licking their chops right now because she's 81, and I doubt that she's going to go through a whole lot of that money before she passes away. Good for her. Good for you, Louise. Congratulations. All right, now this I don't get. Today is the day that the new condom laws take effect for the porn industry. The people in the adult film business, adult films that are made, like 95% of them in Southern California, it took effect yesterday, so the first full day it's in force is today, where they must use condoms under this new law. Now, there is a spokesman for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, Jed Kinslea, who says today really is a milestone in the advance of health and safety for the adult filmmakers. This AIDS Healthcare Foundation lobbied for this measure, but get this now. Here's the part I don't get. The law has a loophole in it that makes exempt from this condom law some of the larger porn companies. They do not have to comply with the condom requirement for films made on a soundstage. What? In other words, if you shoot it in a house or on a location, you better wear condoms. But if it's on a soundstage, okay, no condoms. Now, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Does that make any sense?
No.
Wow. Yeah, that one baffled me. Happy birthday to the Oreo cookie. It is 100 today. Yeah. I love Oreos. Every time I read a survey on the most popular candy bar, most popular sort of candy, most popular cookie, they say that the most popular cookie in America is the Fig Newton. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for
really?
2 seconds. No. Yeah. Fig Newton.
I never
one.
Liked Fig Newton
I
when I was
them.
A kid.
No. No. And by the way, how often do you even see in somebody's house have a Fig Newton?
Have a Fig Newton. Mm.
They say it's the number one seller. And I don't believe that. I think that's padded and false information. March 6, 1912, at the National Biscuit Company Bakery in Manhattan, the sandwich cookie known as the Oreo was born. And we can thank a grocer by the name of S.C. Thewson in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can buy Oreos in over 100 countries. In annual sales, Oreo takes in $1.5 billion. They sell more than 95 million Oreo cookies a day.
That's a lot of cookies.
Well, think about that bakery. How big it must be to crank out.
It's just constant.
95 million cookies a day. Wow. A couple other little facts about Oreo. There's actually a guy who's an Oreo historian. That's a woman. Her name is Becky Tusi. She's with Kraft Foods. She's an archivist.
There's something about the design, too. They have, like, exactly the right...
No. Get this. It takes to make each Oreo cookie takes 59 minutes. Okay, there's baking time. It's 59 minutes. There are 12 flours on an Oreo cookie, 12 dots, 12 dashes, and each cookie has exactly 90 ridges in it. You see?
Great.
You know, folks, when we call this the learning show, we're not kidding around. No, we're not kidding around.
Everybody's going to go look at their Oreo.
And didn't it change design like 2 or 3 times, I think?
There's nothing in this article about it changing design.
The very first
change
one.
Changed names.
You know, it was, first of all, it was the Oreo biscuit. Then it was the Oreo sandwich. And then it was the Oreo cream sandwich. And now, speaking of that, it's 29% cream and 71% cookie. For anybody who, you know, wants to know that. They are made in 21 different bakeries around the world. Kraft estimates that since 1912, they have sold over 500 billion Oreo cookies.
Ooh.
Wow. That's a lot of milk sales, too, because you got to have cold milk, to me, with an Oreo cookie. Of the people who pull the Oreo cookie apart, their research at Kraft shows that 84% of men eat the whole cookie. Okay, so only 16% pull them apart. 16% of men pull it apart, but 41% of women pull the cookie apart. Almost half the women pull the cookie apart. You know what I think that is? What? I think that I'll just eat a little half here. You know, it's that diet thing. Yeah. I'll eat the top, and then later I'll eat the, you know, and then they'll eat the whole thing anyway when they pull it apart.
There's a great picture I saw online. Somebody took a whole package of Oreos and put the icing, took the icing off every cookie and just stacked it in between two halves of an Oreo. They put all the icings together. So it was about a foot tall. It was just a piece of cookie with all the icings in the middle.
That tastes good.
Yeah.
You just take a spoon, dig the middle out of that thing. Let's get the ladies. Ladies, would you come in here, please? Look, they're bringing Oreo cookies.
Ooh,
thank you.
Nice.
Very nice. That is nice. The scene, the setting is hospital room, the patient lying on a bed and has an oxygen mask. Not just a little thing in your nose, but a whole mask. And there are two young nurses preparing to give him a sponge bath. One nurse is she's been a nurse for a while, and the other is a young nurse in training. And from under the oxygen mask, he says,
nurse.
And one of the nurses says, yes. And he says, and the student nurse says, what did he say? To the other nurse, she says, it sounded... She said, what did you say again? He said, she said, I think he said, are my testicles black? And she said, well, let's take a look. And they pull the sheet back, and they lift up his ding-dong, and they move his scrotum around, and... No? And he says, she said, well, he's insistent, apparently. It sounds like he doesn't believe us. He, for some reason, thinks his testicles might be black. Let's look again. So they, this time, would take more time. Very gently move his wiener left and right. They pull his scrotum up. They move it to the left. They move it to the right. No. She says, you know, there's nothing, sir, about the procedures that you've undergone that would cause there to be a problem down there. He said, she says, my goodness gracious, I don't understand. Finally, he rips the mask off, the oxygen mask, and he says, listen, what you did down there felt great, but for goodness sakes, are my test results back?
With an update on traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How do things look, Tim?
Well, we do have a new accident now. It's on eastbound 270 at 367 that has a lane blocked. Now, you're already slow between Lindbergh and New Florissant, but now you're going to be heavy coming from about West Florissant through 367. Southbound 270, that is running slow. Looks like it's from around the Clayton Road overpass, a little south of that, down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, northbound 55 is at Park to the Poplar. Eastbound 40 is still Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then as you travel westbound, you're slow on from Kings Highway through Bellevue. And then it looks like we're slow again from 270 out through Maryville Center. This traffic report is brought to you by Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum. Help make nutrition possible. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to win two seats to see William Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors at the Repertory Theater with McGraw-Millhaven? Simply text the word COMEDY to 84126 or go to the contest tab at ktrs.com and register. The winner will be drawn Wednesday, March 14th. Good luck from the Big 550 KTRS.
At Ernie Patty Collision, people are always asking questions.
How often should I rotate my tires?
Lots of questions.
Is it better to buy two or four tires at a time?
But when you get a reputation for knowing about cars, people start asking about other things.
Why are manhole covers round? Is it okay to serve red wine with fish? Who was Martin Van Buren's first vice president?
Richard Minter Johnson. Lucky guess. Here's my point. If you have questions about tires, Ernie Petty Collision has answers. And no matter what you drive, Ernie Petty Collision has a tire for you from companies like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, and Cooper.
Do these pants make me look fat?
I'm not even going there.
For 30 years, Ernie Patty Collision has cared about their customers, and it shows. Open Saturdays from 9 till 1, Ernie Patty Collision Center is your one-stop service for tires, collision, and mechanical repairs. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Patty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count. Go to ErniePattyCollision.com.
All right, boys and girls, let's see how smart you are. Do you know who won the heavyweight title 3 times? Do you know who won Best Supporting Actor 3 times? How about who won Best Burger in St. Louis 3 times? That one's easy. Cheeburger, Cheeburger. 5 sizes of burgers, 31 free toppings, and 950,000 possible burger combinations. And all are 100% all natural Angus beef. You could have a different burger combination every day for 2,602 years, but you might get tired of burgers after 100 years or so. So Cheeburger has grilled chicken, wraps, platters, salads, ice cream sundaes, and dozens of free toppings. And to go along with all that, Cheeburger has over 1 million milkshake combinations. Now you're a lot smarter than you were when we started this commercial. Oh yeah, for the answers to the 3-time heavyweight champion and best supporting actor, stop in at Cheeburger Cheeburger to find out the answers in Chesterfield Mall in the Dillard's parking lot exterior entrance, or in De Pere on Manchester Road in the Trader Joe's Plaza.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon, swung on, deep in the left field, back goes...
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single-game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, have you ever taken in a Cardinal game in a party suite? A party suite can accommodate 30 guests and up. It's one great price, and that includes all-you-can-eat ballpark buffet plus beer and soda. It makes planning any event a simple one-step process. You never know what you'll see when you come to the ballpark.
Braves hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Fans, this is Cardinals third baseman David Fries. Get the party suite that's perfect for your special occasion at Cardinals.com.
What a team! What a ride!
Get to a better place.
Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now, 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999 or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There are lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Looking for your perfect hair color? Stop by Fantastic Sam's for the color event starting Wednesday through March 25th. No appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's. Your style awaits.
Tiny bubble in the wine.
Man, I bet Mike Evans would like to be at Chandler Hill this Saturday. A big event out there. Guest chef coming in, a big world-renowned chef. Great wine. He'd love that. But you can't go everywhere. You know, you can't go to Hawaii 5 times a year and Dallas 4 times a year and all over the globe, and you just can't be everywhere. But right now he can be and is in Southern California. And he joins us courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. ThompsonPrice.com would be the website. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Come on now. Come on now.
How you doing?
I hear you got great weather.
70.
Yeah, windy.
real windy.
Well, you don't want too much of that wind, homie. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, my hair doesn't blow a basement, I think.
I think you're right. This is just such a bizarre story. Brad Pitt's Toyota television commercials in Malaysia have been taken off the air because the government says Brad Pitt is so good-looking that he hurts the local men's confidence, esteem, and pride.
Well, he does that here. He does that in this country.
Unbelievable. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. Michaels was asked if he was planning on bringing Lindsay Lohan back anytime soon. Ratings were good, but she was horrible. Lorne Michaels said it would be a while before she was brought back.
Mike, you know, I did screen tests here in town for Channel 2, 4, 5, and 11.
Wow.
And the male anchors and reporters threw a fit. It's that same Brad Pitt thing. Wow. If this guy goes on, it's going to make us... Same thing.
Same kind of thing.
My looks, you've probably been through it.
Oh, I didn't want to say anything.
There's a reason we're on the radio.
Goes without saying.
Yeah.
More Lindsay Lohan nuggets. She treated the Saturday Night Live crew like crap, refused to sign autographs for people in the audience, which is sort of a tradition for Saturday Night Live. And the employees at her hotel said they were thrilled when she left.
Oh.
I think enough said there. Love nuggets. I hear Cameron Diaz is about to kick P. Diddy to the curb. There's also a story, not new, but it's resurfaced, that Whitney Houston... Do we do that for dead people?
What?
I don't think you can
get
that.
No. Boings? No.
Oh.
Whitney Houston had an ongoing relationship with Jermaine Jackson.
Whoa.
And Jermaine's brother, Michael Jackson, was against it since Jermaine was married at the time.
Well,
and
she was riding...
the only hit that Jermaine ever had.
Well, she was just riding on the coattails of the great success of Jermaine Jackson.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty successful guy, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Movie news, there will be a Hangover 3.
Really?
Yep.
Good.
And after the popularity last year of the Muppet movie, there'll be another Muppet movie next year.
That Muppet movie was excellent.
Now, here's an idea for a movie. What if they put the Hangover cast and the Bridesmaids cast together?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Now you got a movie.
I think that's a great idea.
That would be hilarious.
I agree. Odds and ends behind the scenes at Celebrity Apprentice. Anybody watch that?
I've watched just little bits and pieces.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm amazed at Lou Ferrigno, who I think is totally deaf, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He can still talk and read good enough to communicate.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Behind the scenes of Celebrity Apprentice, it's Ivanka Trump.
Oh, man. Yeah.
She is one hot pocket.
Yes, she is.
She runs the show. Insiders telling me she makes all the decisions. She's the brains of the outfit. And Donald Trump, her dad, just follows whatever she says and whatever she suggests.
Dad, show up here and stand here. I believe that.
I agree.
She could do it.
There is talk that Paris Jackson and Justin Bieber may do a duet together for charity.
I hope so.
That would be so wonderful. Tim Tebow appeared at a church, a personal appearance in Las Vegas last week.
Well.
See, heaven even... Right then, heaven just came
Yes,
up.
It was.
Yeah.
I didn't even mention it. 20,000 people showed up to see Tim Tebow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
20, that was a big 000. Church.
Celebrities that will be at the Olympics in July in London include Spike Lee, Jerry Seinfeld, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, Jack Nicholson, Denzel Washington, Angelina Jolie. And many other stars who plan to go to the Olympics. And finally.
I'm sitting here trying to imagine what it would be like to be told by TV executives, we're taking you off because you are too good looking. Can you imagine?
Wow. Yeah, a sponsor yet. A sponsor!
Unbelievable.
Well, like you said there, Frank, you and I have both had to deal with that.
People get jealous.
They get jealous, folks. Mm-hmm. Don't hate.
That's
don't
why they
haters.
Had to take Mike out of that movie, right?
Yeah, don't hate us. Yeah. That's exactly why I got edited out of the movie.
Yeah.
That star
right.
threw
they
a fit.
Just put my voice in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who has a really great disguise nobody recognizes him? Robert Downey Jr., Ryan Gosling, Johnny Depp.
Tina.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Ryan Gosling.
I'll go Downey.
likes to dress like an old man, has a long wig and a walker in his trunk that he pulls out and puts on and walks around. Nobody recognizes him. Robert Downey Jr.
Whoa.
Idiots. Mike Evans Live Hollywood say.
Come on, I'm so much smarter than you guys. I wonder why that happens.
We don't know.
We're too dumb to figure it out.
That's weird.
That's a good answer, Pia. That was Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. You know who Megyn Kelly is?
No.
Fox News?
No. Oh, yes. Yes.
Real cute?
Yeah.
She said something on the Fox News that when she said it, I thought, man, you may regret saying this. They were talking about this Sandra Fluke, the student that's the mm-hmm. big uproar the about what Rush said about her. He called her a slut. So she's saying something to the effect of relating to and understanding how, you know, younger women don't have money to afford certain things. In this case, they're talking about contraception. And then Megyn Kelly says, even my own sister, who just lost her job and literally now buys gasoline a gallon at a time. Oh. And I thought, well, you just made yourself look like the worst sister in the world. Here you are, like one of the primary anchors, main big deals on Fox News, and you just told the whole world that your sister has to buy gasoline a gallon at a time.
And I think her husband has a pretty good job, too.
Yeah, I mean, nothing about it came off right. No. I thought you just made yourself look like, the mean, mean sister. A couple other quick things we didn't get around to. Oh, hang on.
Careful. Don't bend over. Careful.
Don't do it. I knew you'd do it.
Don't go in an elevator.
The sheriff in out in San Francisco, Ross Mercurimi, he is on trial for domestic violence. The jury selection began today out in San Francisco. Now, the charges are he's facing misdemeanor charges for allegedly grabbing and bruising the arm of his wife. I do not understand this at all. Listen. So he's the sheriff out in San Francisco. They say this is very political. There are people out to get him. His wife is a former Latin American telenovela star. Her name is Eliana Lopez. And the case has now gotten international attention because of who she is, because he's the sheriff in San Francisco. Both the sheriff and his wife have repeatedly said he never bruised her arm. She is appearing with him. She's gone on interviews, and she has declared the prosecutors are out to get her husband. She stands by him when he's sworn in as sheriff just days before he was booked into his own jail. How do you have a case? How do you charge a guy when his own wife says, this is ridiculous?
Yeah, he didn't
bruise my arm. And it's obviously more than just one of those scared, battered women thing. I don't get that. I don't get how, you know, that knockdown crap, and you know, here in St. Louis, remember those thugs, the knockdown game, and that poor guy, they couldn't even go to trial because the only witness failed to show up?
Yeah.
How can then this guy be prosecuted when there's nobody pressing charges? I don't know. I don't get it. And then a really sad story here, this whole tornado thing. This Stephanie Decker in Kentucky, when the tornado hit down near her home, or actually hit her home and tore her home completely to shreds, she took her two kids in the basement. Have you heard about this woman? She lost both legs?
Yes. No.
Took her kids in the basement, took a comforter, and sort of wrapped them up in a comforter, and they kind of huddled it out till the thing went over. And the tornado ripped one of her legs off, and the other one was crushed by debris and had to be amputated.
Oh, man.
And her little son, who's like 10 or something, ran for help after the tornado is finally over. And she takes a piece of this comforter and makes a tourniquet to keep from bleeding to death.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And Pat Robertson would tell you she deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was dumb enough.
She didn't pray hard enough.
Didn't pray hard enough. That's what he says. The people that got hit by tornado just didn't pray hard enough. What a piece of crap that guy is. Well, it's true. And anybody's welcome to defend him if you want to for the things that he says. Chandler Hill. I mentioned this earlier. Mike Evans would, boy, not only Mike Evans, anybody would love to go to this thing. This Saturday, they're going to welcome a guy named Patrick Conley. He is a chef, but he's more than just a chef. He actually has St. Louis roots, but this guy has, I'm not even going to start to give you his credentials. He won the James Beard Best Chef Northeast Award. He has been hailed in up in the New York area as one of the great chefs. He was honored by Star Chefs as one of the rising stars in 2009. He founded Plate to Gate, which is a series of table-to-farm culinary events bringing New York diners to the source of where their food is grown. In other words, introducing them to the farms and the growers that produce the food that's served to some of the finest restaurants in New York. He is going to be at Chandler Hill. This is a special event this Saturday night, March 10th, at 6:30 to 10 o'clock. It's $89 per person. But let me tell you, if you've never had dinner at Chandler Hill Vineyards, you're in for a real treat. And that includes your tax and your gratuity, $89 per person. And in the interest of full disclosure, there is also available a custom wine pairing. You add $30 if you want to let the people who know a whole lot about wine do a custom wine pairing with your meal. Again, it's this Saturday, March 10th, Chandler Hill Vineyards. It's one evening only. You do absolutely need reservations, and you can make those and find out all about this at their website, which is ChandlerHillVineyards.com. It's in Defiance, Missouri. It is the closest winery to St. Louis County, and right there in the edge of St. Charles County. It is literally a few minutes away from 40 and 94, or Interstate 64 and 94, if you want to call it that, a spectacular winery. And if you say, well, wait a minute, I thought all the wineries were closed, it's winter. Well, it doesn't feel like winter, and a lot of them are, but Chandler Hill stays open year-round, and when you get there, you'll see why. A spectacular, beautiful place with incredible food, great wine. Go online, make your reservation for this Saturday night while you still can. ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. They moved that accident on eastbound 270 at 367. They have cleared it just now. It just came up on the screen. But you have slow traffic from West Florissant through 367. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 40, it's still heavy Kings Highway through Bellevue. It's slow again, 270 through Mason. Hockey traffic coming in. Blues and the Blackhawks tonight. Eastbound 40 slowing 141 up through Mason. Then again between Hanley and Big Bend. And still a little slowdown on westbound 70 from 79 through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. Advil Congestion Relief treats the real problem of your sinus congestion, reducing swelling due to nasal inflammation. The right relief for the real problem. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is the roofer for Lane House Construction. Has your home been damaged by the recent severe weather? Are you unsure if your home sustained damage and want it checked out by a professional? Call Lane House Construction. Lane House is fully insured, an A-rated member of the Better Business Bureau, and we've won multiple Super Service Awards for roofing and guttering, so we must be doing something right. We're factory-credentialed installers for Owens Corning, CertainTeed, IKO, and Atlas, four of the largest shingle manufacturers in the world. Order, we also offer exterior home inspection services. This is a 37-point written evaluation that covers the major maintenance concerns on the outside, including the chimney flashings, damaged shingles, loose gutters, loose siding panels, and missing caulk, just to name a few. So this is a great opportunity to make sure that your home is in good condition, and we're waiving the $179 fee. That's right, we're waiving the fee. So call Lane House Construction for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 314-845-2166, 845-2166, or www.lanehouseconstruction.com.
The McGraw Show.
Let's go live to Rome.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Pat McGonigal. Pat, covering the Cardinal Dolan ceremony, has got to be pretty exciting for you.
Oh, it is mind-numbing, McGraw. It's unbelievable that all the media, you know, is waiting to get a soundbite or anything with him.
The Big 550.
And they were able to kind of scurry us away to a private area, and we had like about 5 minutes alone with him. And he said, hey, Pat, you tell those New York media I'm a St. Louis guy first, so I'll always help you guys out first.
KTRS.
Tell you what, time flies when you're learning a lot, and that's what happens here. You learn a lot. You'll learn even more tomorrow. See you then. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
when the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right,
Dan.
Goodbye,
Dan.
Bye,
y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com, the talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News.